cheeks saluted smartly, his fear diminished with the heat of battle.
Right, old Baz, old sport!
Basil watched him go, shaking his head and smiling.
Hard-nosed young blighter, bit like myself when I was a nipper,
he thought.
Fire! Now drop down and reload, shrews! That's the stuff to give the troops!
The battle raged back and forth as Nadaz pounded the war alarm. The booming drumbeats echoed around the rocks as arrows flew, slingers hurled and spears stabbed. Matthias looked wildly about amid the melee. His forces were vastly outnumbered, and still rats were waiting on the causeway steps in droves. Breaking clear of the fray, the warrior mouse yelled aloud,
"Retreat! Retreat! Take your wounded and get back to the passage we came in by!"
The Gauzim carried Logalog as they hacked their way back to the mouth of the passage. Orlando, Jess and Jabez stood side by side with Cheek as Basil fought a fierce rearguard action. Matthias, weaving in and out of them, helped with the wounded. Finally, they gained the passage. The drum stopped pounding, and the rats fell back halfway across the ledge, protecting the causeway steps as their comrades swarmed up, spreading across the length and breadth of the rocky plateau. In the midst of it all, Nadaz stood rattling the mouse skull at the top of his scepter, pointing at the woodlanders as if trying to cast some sort of spell over them. Orlando cleaned his axe and set about sharpening it against the rock wall.
"Well, we gave them a good fight, even though we were outnumbered,"
he said consolingly. The warrior mouse sat with his back to the wall, breathing heavily.
"Aye, if we had the young ones now, we could back up and go above the ground. Trouble is, I haven't seen them anyway."
The badger licked the wounded paw.
"Nor have I, or the fox, for that matter. I'm not leaving here while he still lives. Then if I can't find my armor, at least I'll know he won't enslave any more young ones."
Cheek stood at the mouth of the passage, pulling faces at the ranks of black robes gathered a short distance away.
"Yah, tatty, ratty! Your silly old statue isn't worth a crushed acorn! It takes a horde of you to face real fighters, doesn't it?"
he taunted them. Basil and Jess were trying to bandage the awful wound in Logalog's neck, which was deep and serious. Basil shook his head.
"Will you listen to that, young rip? Shortly we'll all be slaughtered, and there he is calling names like a vole maid at a tea party. The little bucko, good for him. I say, old logger thing, stay still. You'll only make that scratch worse, you know."
The shrew leader pawed at the wet bandage around his neck. He was panting hard.
"It's a bad one, mate. I'm out of it,"
he said, rasping harshly. Basil waggled his ears encouragingly.
"Poppycock, old lad, we'll have you as good as new shortly."
Logalog pushed himself into a standing position and turned to Matthias.
"Where's Flog? I must see him. Matthias, I've got to go up into the daylight. I don't want to die down here in this dark place."
Matthias grasped his friend firmly by the paw.
"I understand, Logalog. You go up top and rest. You'll be all right. Flug, will you and some of the others take Logalog up into the daylight? Easy now. Mind his neck."
"Matthias, look."
Orlando was standing on a protruding wall rock, craning his neck.
"They've let a sort of a rope over the side of the ledge, and there's a large basket on the end of it. Looks to me as if they're lowering something down. I wonder what it is."
Matthias shrugged.
"Your guess is as good as mine. Listen, Orlando, pretty soon now they're going to attack. I can feel it. We might hold out for a bit, but we'll end up being overwhelmed. I have an idea that might buy a bit of time for us. Then if all fails, at least our creatures might make a run for it and escape."
Standing out from the cave entrance, Matthias pointed his sword at Nadaz.
"You there, rat! I challenge you to single combat!"
he shouted. Nadaz continued chanting and shaking his grisly scepter. The warrior mouse tried again.
"You're afraid! It's all right when you have your horde with you. But on your own, ha! You're nothing but a coward! Send any beast out then. I am Matthias of Redwall. I am a warrior who does not know fear. Are there any among you like me? Or are you all spineless scum?"
The black-robed rats turned to look at Nadaz.
You're not saving my acorns, warrior.
Orlando whispered fiercely.
I stay down here with you until the end. I'll fight their champion.
Matthias smiled, shaking his head.
Orlando, you're the bravest creature I have ever known. No, my friend. They know you could beat any one of them. That's why I offered to fight. There must be quite a few of them who'd fancy the chances against a warrior my size. But if you must stay, then so be it. When I fall, you can guard the passage and buy our friends a bit of extra time to escape.
Orlando placed a heavy paw upon Matthias.
Champion of Redwall, you may be a mouse, but your heart is far bigger than mine. Look out! Something's happening over there!
Nadaz was now pointing his scepter at the causeway. The rats on the steps made way, and they seemed to shrink back against the rock walls in fear. Matthias gripped his sword hilt tighter, and his breath caught in his chest. It was a huge rodent, somewhere between a ferret and a stoat. The beast looked like a primeval throwback. It had no ears and practically no neck. The hulking head, perched squat upon its heavy shoulders, leered evilly through curved and stained teeth. Sinew and muscle stood out like great cords all over its body, and heavy spiked iron bands ringed its paws and waist. It carried a stabbing spear of fearsome size and a weighted net. Nadaz made an evil sniggering noise.
Matthias of Redwall, who fears no beast, this is your challenger, the Weirat, the Slave Master!